Now, I'm going to take you to task on this, Greg Martin, because yesterday when we were talking about the Queensland Reds, and you're a massive supporter of Brad Thorn, that I know, but you made a comment that you thought would just slide through to the keeper.
What did I say?
You said that maybe Quade Cooper should come back.
Yeah, well, I'm worried. Rugby's starting to lose its relevance. Now, I've been covering it for 22 years. I've been calling it for Fox Sports on TV. I played for the Reds, and I worry, I don't want to jam it down everyone's faces because I've been watching the dwindling crowds. You know, they're down to 13, 14,000 people go out there on a Saturday, and last Saturday night was dreadful. We got beaten by the Kiwis, and if there's one thing in our society, I know it's Anzac Day tomorrow, but there's one thing we can't cop. It's the only sport the Kiwis regularly beat us at, and we haven't won now. This is Australian teams for 35 games, but the Reds... They started with so much hope this year.
Just let's go over that stat one more time. The Wallabies haven't beaten New Zealand for 35 outings.
The Wallabies beat, in the most recent Bledisloe, the Wallabies beat the All Blacks. But Australian Super Rugby teams, the last 35 times they've played a New Zealand Super Rugby team, we've been defeated. There is becoming this gulf. Brad Thorn, I thought the greatest signing ever. And I love Brad Thorn.
And you love him. Absolutely love him.
The bloke's a winner. Yeah. And he was at the start of the year. They won three games early with this young squad. There's 10 kids under 22 years of age. But the problem is now you play Brad Thorn ball, you play really tough, intense footy. And these young kids can't keep it up.
Yeah, yeah, but Quade Cooper.
You're Quade right. Cooper. That's what you want to talk about?
Yeah, what your
we
history
can't score
with,
tries.
Okay, but your history with Quade Cooper is that you have, even I know you've not been a massive fan.
No. Oh, well, he conducted, see, I had a microphone in terms of radio and TV, and I'd have a go at him for on-field stuff. Never had a crack at him for off-field stuff because I admire what he does. But I'm really blunt. If someone playing poorly or running sideways, it shows a lack of courage. And then he started running straight again, and I was a big supporter of his again. But he launched an attack on me on Twitter, and that's where I blew up.
Oh, what did he say?
Oh, well, he got other friends to say it, like other guys in the Wallabies, to have a go.
To have a crack.
It got personal. It got really personal. And
that's gone. And that's no problem. That's 3 years ago now. So,
I know, but I never in my lifetime thought I would hear you say that the one thing the Reds need is Quade Cooper. I mean, yay team.
What capacity is he coming back as?
Well, mate, at the moment he's getting paid $650,000 a year by the Queensland Rugby Union and ARU, and neither of those organisations have any bloody money. $650,000, he's running around in Brisbane Club Rugby playing really well and doing a great job. I know a few people down at South where he's playing. $650,000 to turn up and play against a bunch of painters and plumbers and fitter and turners who are playing club footy. That's what he's doing, and he's doing a great job. It's time for everyone to swallow their pride and go, we can't score tries. We've scored 17 tries. That's the aim of the game, Moon.
Yep.
Scored 17 tries in, seven or eight games. We cannot score tries. We need a experienced, creative genius like Quade Cooper. He gives you rocks, but he also gives you these wonderful diamonds. Maybe he'll never play for the Wallabies again because they're going, mate, you're too loose. I want loose in Super Rugby. You can be loose. It is like that. So I know Brad Thorn is never a man, and everyone who's followed rugby league or the All Blacks knows that he is one of the hardest men ever to put a footy jersey on. He won't swallow his pride real easily. If you're concerned and you want some hope in your rugby team and it's the Reds, because junior rugby's going really well, school rugby's going well, they're there, then we're just getting picked off, the players getting picked off by rugby league teams, not a problem, that's fine. No, I can't stop that. But what I can stop is those people leaving the game and going, I can't watch the Reds, they're losing hopes, the shoulders are dropped, and they can't offer, if you want to offer the kids who are loving their rugby a little bit of hope, put Quade Cooper in there for God's sake, because everything I hear, he's doing a great job. Yesterday on Facebook, I saw him. No, this was a private matter. He visited this real old bloke in hospital for no reason other than somebody said, this bloke really loves what you do on a rugby field. The guy looked like he was in his 80s, and I thought, he's doing good things. Like, everyone just forget, forgive and everything else and get him on the field for the Reds. We're paying the bugger. Why not have him out there?
And what are we forgiving?
we're forgiving all the mistakes he's made. He's a little bit of a tackle dodger. So, I can forgive that.
It's okay, I'm just putting it on a tweet
like
now. Let's see what happens.
Well, send it to Richard Barker at the Queensland Rugby Union and go, can somebody ask Brad Thorn to swallow his pride and give Quade Cooper, to give me as a Reds fan, to give everyone who's a Reds fan a little bit of hope, get Quade back. I never thought I'd say that.
It's a big breakfast, Triple M.